Father Stanislao Esposito is an associate pastor at Holy Cross Parish in Dover, Delaware, and Father Stanislao is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Father.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's an honor for me to be here.
Well, it's an honor for us to have you here. We're going to be talking about some unusual things that you're doing with your ministry, and I'm talking about websites and podcasting and that sort of thing, some real cutting-edge technology that I think our listeners will find really interesting. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
All right. I was born in near Naples, Italy, quite a few years ago, and I grew up with Catholicism being part of my life, obviously, and I was involved in parish life since the very beginning. As far as I can remember, I was always involved in church.
In Naples.
In Naples, yeah. Yes. And then I was involved with a group called Focolare Movement, which helped me really to focus on living a life based on the gospel. And so for me, the spiritual life has always been part of it, and my family has always been involved as well. So then I left Naples after high school, and I went to study in Rome at the University of Lateran, the Lateran University, and I studied philosophy and theology there. And at the same time, I was working in a magazine, which helped me to broaden my horizon. And at the same time, I was introduced to the world of media and spreading the gospel beyond the regular way, the traditional way that is, you know, talking about it. And then in 1992, I came here in the United States of America because I joined the Brothers of Holy Cross in Rome. And they were closing, they were in the process of closing the house over there, and therefore I was transferred to Austin, Texas. And since then, I've been living in different parts of the United States, and as I was continuing my formation. I lived in Austin, obviously, Colorado Springs. I lived in Georgia. Then I studied at Fordham University in the Bronx. And then I was assigned to this very strange place called Wilmington in Delaware. And I have to tell you, I had no idea that it was a state called Delaware. I thought that I was being sent to the missions, you know, near the Philippines or something.
That's okay. Most people in America don't know there's a state called Delaware, let alone from Italy.
That's true. And it seems that everybody passes through Delaware, right, but nobody stops it.
And make sure they pay their toll on their way through.
I hope so. They do.
It helps keep their taxes low, yeah.
Yes. No, but I was assigned here as a brother to teach at St. Edmund's Academy, and I stayed here for a couple of years. And then I left the order, and after a couple of years on my own, I decided to respond to the invitation of the bishop, actually, that invited me personally to think about the priesthood. And I actually said yes, and I went to seminary at Catholic University. And then in 2003, I was ordained priest.
And you started your ministry, your priestly ministry, at St. Mary Magdalene Parish?
That's correct.
And then about, has it been a year you've been to Holy Cross?
A year and
a little over a year.
A little bit over a year.
And you're associate pastor there. What is the most rewarding aspect of your ministry as a priest?
Most rewarding? Oh, how much time do we have here? Well, I think it's a very rewarding life, and even when there are days where you have no idea what happened because it's so busy, you know, you wake up in the morning at 6:30 mass, and then you go back into your room that is 10 o'clock at night, and you know, you haven't taken a break yet. But it's very rewarding. I believe that the most rewarding thing for me is when people understand how much God loves them. Either through the sacraments or a pastoral care, a visit in the hospital, or just passing by. Where I am the means through which God's love reaches to somebody else. It's, I don't know, I get very high when people tell me that that's what I experienced.
That's awesome.
And but also, I also realize that Catholics, in my experience, are very hungry to know their faith. Okay, so they are willing to, and they listen very carefully. So we have a Bible study in at Holy Cross, and we have about 100 people coming. And the expression that they have when they finally get something about Jesus, say, I don't understand now what this passage means. And it's exciting. They are understanding, and therefore they are inspired to take the further step, to get closer and closer to Jesus. And that's very exciting for me.
That's terrific. So how did you become a webmaster? How did you get into the internet and you host a website? And where did that idea come from, and what kind of things are on your website?
Well, let me tell you, my very first website went online in 1993-94. And it was at the very beginning when the web came out, and it was the time when you had to type every single code, and it took you forever to put on one page. But there I was, present. There is a little background here that needs to be shared, I think, and it's a kind of weird story, but it fits very well with the rest of my story. The most important day of my life was the day of my first communion, because, and I was a little bit older. In Italy, we don't receive it in second grade. It's a little later. I believe I was fourth grade. But at the end of Mass, the priest gave each one of us a little book, a little red book, and it was the copy of the Gospel, the four Gospels. And I'm the third child. I have two older sisters. And all my books were basically passed down, okay? But that one was my book. So believe it or not, I began to read it. And something happened. Like with Jeremiah, the Word of God really seduced me. And I was caught into this. I don't know what happened, but I remember that during recess at school, I used to call my friends and gather them around and start reading from the Gospel, you know, the parables, and I was trying to explain, you know, so. And so preaching the Gospel, having the Gospel as the guideline, has always been there in my life. So I always found ways in which spread ways to preach the Gospel. I remember when I was in Italy, I began to play the guitar and sing and start writing songs just because I wanted to make people aware how much God loves them by inviting them to go to the Gospels. So this idea has always been there in my life constantly. So when the technology came where I could actually put up a web page, and again, in 94, there was one page. I jumped on it because for me it was an opportunity to be present and made the message available. Then I started with chat rooms. I created the home chat room so you could go to the website, click there, and I was I had Bible classes on chat rooms. And even though the page changed constantly, the main idea is always there. To share my experience of what it means to live a life based on the Gospel, and then provide an opportunity for people to learn more and more about the Gospel. Myself, I consider myself to be a student of Scriptures. I started studying Scriptures since I was a teenager. I approached the Greek texts when I was 15, and because there is life in that book. Eternal life, but also there is an opportunity for us to change our ways of living if we put that into practice. So, and that's what happens. Even on this particular website, which is called Heaven Words, I offer an opportunity for people through the reflection on the daily Gospel to take every day a step that will move us closer and closer to God.
So you actually update it every day?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's something new every day, and it's
almost
every day, and it's based on the Gospel of the day. Is that
correct? That's
correct. So you said it's Heaven Words. So that would be www.heavenwords.org, right?
That's correct.
Right. Great. Yes. Now, podcasting.
Yes.
What is podcasting, and why are you doing it?
And that's the question of the century. Podcasting. Podcasting, it's actually a deceiving word because, first of all, it's a made-up word, and it was made up in 2004. In order to hear a podcast, you don't need an iPod.
Mm-hmm.
You can either hear it, you need a computer in a way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And you, you can hear it either via the computer on any MP3 players. Now, a podcast basically, it's like a radio show.
Yeah.
But instead of being broadcasted, it's narrowcasted.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is, a broadcast is basically you pick it up within, if you are within the radius of the antenna, of the signal.
Correct.
Okay? And then you have a schedule. A narrowcast instead, it's a show that is out there on the web, on the internet, available to you, and you can listen to it whenever you want, wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's like a radio show that is available online.
And you can listen to it on your computer or on an iPod, either
yes,
one.
Yes, MP3 player, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you subscribe to it, and it goes into your computer automatically.
And what are some of the things that are on your podcasts?
Okay, my podcast, which is called Daily Walk Heavenwards, is basically, it's based on the daily readings,
mm-hmm.
and then... So it's about 10 minutes long, 15 minutes. Sometimes there are songs. There are music, which I'm now composing myself because over Christmas mm-hmm. I had, as a gift, a music software program. So
mm-hmm.
I'm now experimenting and exploring that side too. So it's based on the daily readings. On the Sunday, I also put my homily.
Yeah.
Which I give in one of the masses that mm-hmm. I'm scheduled. And then there are other things like question and answers, news, something from the news that catches my eyes, my attention. Sometimes I talk about movies
mm-hmm.
that I've seen, like Harry Potter or The Chronicle of Narnia,
mm-hmm.
these kind of movies. And it's pretty much open. You know, sometimes I read something and once I get permission to put it on a cast, I just put it up. And it's mostly anything that will help us
mm-hmm.
to move closer.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. Move heavenwards.
Moving heavenwards.
Right,
yes.
Yeah. Is your website and your podcast, is it designed for the practicing Catholic, or would a fallen away Catholic or non-Catholic get something from it as well?
Well, technically speaking, I'm now referring to the feedback that I get.
Yes.
First
uh-huh.
of all, it's global. So I'm getting emails and feedbacks from people all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
On the website, there is an icon where you can click and you can see, it's an opportunity for listeners to put a pin on the map.
Hmm.
So they show where they are. And they leave a feedback or something. I believe that majority of the listeners are elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen from the computer. But also people, and they listen on their way to work or commuting.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that to me there are those kind of Catholics who wish they were able to go to daily Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have realized that they cannot do the journey by themselves and
right.
they need a community. But for whatever reason,
right.
they can't. Go
huh.
to Mass. So it's their way of connecting through
uh-huh.
it. I had somebody leaving a comment on the website and it said that this person burns the shows on CD
yeah.
and she's now considering those CDs the self-improvement CDs.
Huh.
So she listened over and over again because one of the things I'm trying to do is to be very practical.
Mm-hmm.
So every single day there is a little challenge, something that we can do that day
mm-hmm.
to reach the goal.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. What's next? I mean, I know you have the music software, so
yes.
you're writing some songs. What's next? Do you have any future plans?
I am so afraid to answer that question. I know that podcasting is solving a lot of my problems. You see, I have a lot of ideas,
mm-hmm.
and the needs are so great, but we're all bound by time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For example, it's always been my desire to do a school of prayer,
mm-hmm.
teaching how to pray from zero to contemplation.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, when are you going to do it?
Right.
Okay? Another thing is having conversation like on topics like the Da Vinci Code.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to do it? Okay? It's already difficult to have we have Bible class, we have two sessions, morning and evening, and with all the other things that are going on, it's very difficult, not only for me, but also for people. Mm-hmm. You know, how many times can they really go and take a class? But with podcasting, now I'm planning to do some spin-off. Mm-hmm. With all these things can be produced at a slower rate, mm-hmm. but at the same time, making sure that people are formed in their faith.
Mm-hmm. And people can join at any time.
At any time, exactly. Yeah, that's the beauty.
1 o'clock in the morning or, you know.
Whenever. You can't know. Sleep, hey, take a walk. Mm-hmm. A daily walk. And this is what is incredible. You can download it on your pod, put it in the car, and listen to it.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. Father Stanislaw Esposito, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum. The time has just flown by. Why don't you give that website one more time for our listeners who want to check out your website and listen to your podcast.
The website is www.heavenwords.org. And for the podcast, you just go on the website, and on the left column, there is the link for the website. Mm-hmm. And if you have an aggregator like iTunes or whatever, you can just type in Daily Walk Heaven Words, and the picture of the podcast should come up.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. But,
yes, great. Absolutely.
Father Stanislaw, thanks so much for being with us on Catholic Forum, and good luck with your international work on the web and with your work in Dover at Holy Cross.
Thank you very much.